हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः Just read those verses from 11. Devan bhavayatanena te deva bhavayantu vaha parasparam bhavayantaha shreyah paramavapsyatha ishtan bhogan hivo devaha दास्यन्ते यज्ञभाविताः तैर्दत्तानप्रदायैभ्यः यो भुङ्क्तेस्तेन एव सः यज्ञशिष्टाशिनः सन्तः मुच्यन्ते सर्वकिल्बिषैः भुञ्जते ते त्वघम् पापाः ये पचन्त्यात्मकारणात् अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि पर्जन्यादन्न सम्भवः यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यः यज्ञः कर्म समुद्भवः कर्म ब्रह्मोद्भवम् विद्धि ब्रह्माक्षरसमुद्भवम् तस्मात् सर्वगतम् ब्रह्म नित्यम् यज्ञे प्रतिष्ठितम् एवम् प्रवर्तितम् चक्रम् नानुवर्तयतीह यः अघायोरिन्द्रियारामो मोघम् पार्थ स जीवति यस्त्वात्मरतिरेव स्यादात्मतृप्तश्च मानवः आत्मन्येव च सन्तुष्टः तस्य कार्यम् न विद्यते ओके We are seeing the Bhashyam part, the Bhashyam after 16th verse, correct? And the 16th verse Bhashyam, even as explanation, it's also an indirect introduction for the 17th verse. Let me make it very clear. Why Bhagavad Pada? Commentary on the 16th verse. It's also like introduction to the 17th verse. Because Bhagavad Pada wants to make it very clear that two disciplines are followed by people of two different levels of mental refinement. Once a person attains jnanam, definitely, there's no way of combining karma with the jnanam. This jnana karma samuchyaha is never possible. Where karma is, if a person is involved in the karma seriously, then there is no jnanam. The person is within the jnanam, then there's no karma. There's no combining karma and jnanam is not possible. Because they're directly opposed to each other. So, this is actually the Jnana Karma Samuchchayavadis are very powerful people, very strong people. They always emphasize that the knowledge itself is attained. In fact, to do karma properly, so the knowledge must be combined with the karma as a means of attainment of moksha. So, keeping Shankara Bhagavatpada always remembers that. So, keeping in his mind to ward off that idea of combining the karma with the jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha, he very thoughtfully he presents his bhashyam. Okay, let us see the bhashyam now. First, he said, "Ittam," means in this manner, evam, Ishwarena pravartitam chakram. This movement of the cosmic cycle, okay, which is maintained by what Bhagavan, how Veda Yajna Purvakam pravartitam chakram. This cosmic cycle, the movement of the cosmic cycle presupposes the living the life in conformity with the teaching of the Shastram. Because living one's life in conformity with the teaching of the Shastram implies living one's life in tune with the universal, natural, moral law and order, in tune with the cosmic order, Ishvara. Living one's life in harmony with the order. Which means that living one's life in tune with the order is possible. Living one's life in harmony with the cosmic universal order is possible only if a person strictly lives aloha of karma yoga. And the living of karma yoga means what? Living aloha of panchamahayajnas. He said, if a person na anuvartayati iha loke, if a person does not follow that chakram, so Ishwarena pravartitam Veda Yajna Purvakam Jagat Chakram. Beautiful. Ishwarena pravartitam Veda Yajna Purvakam Jagat Chakram. This movement of the cosmic cycle is actually ordained by Ishwarena pravartitam. Is kept in motion by Bhagavan, because Bhagavan as the truth is the very support of this cycle, and which presupposes, which has the prerequisite of worshipful life means what? A prerequisite of worshipful life implying living a life of panchamahayajnas, living a life of karma yoga, which is life lived in conformity with dharma, in conformity with the universal order. That is the mandatory here. There's no choice. If a person has to be peaceful individually, has no choice, he must live his life in harmony with the universal order, in tune with the order. Otherwise, if a person does not live panchamahayajnas, then na anuvartayati. If this not person does not follow, iha loke, yaha karmani adhikritaha san, in spite of being eligible for only living a life of karma yoga, adhikritaha san api, a person does not follow a life of karma yoga, then what happens? Aghayuhu. Agham papam ayuhu. Agam is equal to agam, papam. Ayuhu is equal to jivanam. Agam, ayuhu. Yesya, so agayuhu. Papam jivanam yesya, papa jivanaha. Agayuhu is equal to papa jivanaha. That person becomes a person of span of life of only papams. Iti yavatu. Therefore, no choice here. If a person does not follow this life of panchamahayajnas, he does disturb the order, he does disturb, disrupt the universal harmony, because his life will be life of sins only. Because he is Indriya Ramaha, Indriyaihi Aramaha, Aramanam, Akrida, Vishayeshu. So Vishayeshu Akrida, Vishayeshu Aramanam, Vishayeshu Aramaha is what? The person who rejoices only, who immersed only in the enjoyment of time-bound sense pleasures. Yes, yeah. Okay. Saha Indriya Ramaha. Indriyaihi Vishayeshu Aramaha Aramanam Akrida Yasya Saha Indriya Ramaha Indriya Kridaha. Such a person's Mogham Vritha Jivati. Mogham is equal to Vritha. Such a person lives in vain. We saw this many. Tasmat, therefore, so what is the teaching here? Tasmat, therefore, Ajnena Adhikritena. Ajnena means by an ignorant person who deserves to live a life of karma yoga, who has to live a life of karma yoga, by him, kartavyameva karma, by him, karma should be performed. Iti prakranartha. This is the contextually emphasized meaning. So he says now, prak atma jnana nishta yogyata praptehe. Shankara Gurupada says all these things, keeping in his mind to ward off the idea of combining karma with jnanam. Prak atma jnana nishta yogyata praptehe prak. Before the attainment of qualification, eligibility, atma jnana nishta yogyata. Atma jnana nishtayaha yogyata. The qualification, eligibility for having the ascertained vision of the self. So having the qualification for the ascertainment of the self. For atma jnana praptihi, of course one has to go through the discipline of jnana yoga, shravanam and mananam. But here, Atma Jnana Nishta Yogyata Praptihi. For the attainment of the eligibility, the qualification, for the ascertained vision of the self. Tadarthena, for the purpose of that, Karma Yoga Anushtanam, Tadarthena, Karma Yoga Anushtanam Adhikritena, Anatma Jnana, kartavyameva iti kartavyameva ityetat. So karma yoga anushtanam kartavyameva. Karma yoga anushtanam should be followed. Karma yoga anushtanam should be followed means what? Karma yoga should be followed, which means a person should live a life of karma yoga. Karma yoga anushtanam kartavyameva. There's no question of, no choice. Should I follow this? Should I not follow this? We don't have too many paths here, too many things here. Karma yoga anishtanam kartavyam eva. The discipline of karma yoga should be followed choicelessly by a person who is ignorant of the self. Anatmajnena. Atmajnana is an over of the self. Anatmagyena, by an ignorant person, karma yoga anishtanam kartavyameva. Why? He adhikritaha. An ignorant person has this requirement of having to follow this discipline of karma yoga. Why? Unless he follows the discipline of karma yoga, there's no way of attaining the eligibility for the ascertainment of the knowledge of the self. See, very important. ஆத்மஜான நிஷ்டா யோக்யதா பிராப்திஹி. ஆத்மஜான நிஷ்டா யோக்யதா பிராப்தி இஸ் எ வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் வேர்ட். நோ வை? ஆத்மஜான நிஷ்டா, ஆத்மஜான பிராப்திஹி இஸ் பாசிபிள், அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் இஸ் பாசிபிள், எ பர்சன் கோஸ் த்ரூ ஸ்ரவணம் அண்ட் மனனம். பட் ஆஃப்டர் ஸ்ரவணம் அண்ட் மனனம் த பர்சன் வில் ஹாவ் ஆத்மஜானம், பட் ஆத்மஜான நிஷ்டா வில் நாட் பி பாசிபிள். I went through Shravanam, I went through Mananam, so because steps of the Jnana Yoga only, discipline of Jnana Yoga, but still there is no Nishtha. Nishtha means what? Ascertainment of the urge of the self is not there, which means unascertained self-knowledge is as good as ignorance. Why? Unascertained self-knowledge does not bless the person with the benefit. Ascertained self-knowledge blesses the benefit of the knowledge. See, being ignorant, one cannot enjoy the benefit of jnanam. Even after having attained the knowledge also, one cannot enjoy the benefit of jnanam unless the knowledge becomes ascertained, assimilated. Unless it becomes ever remembered, never forgotten, rooted vision. Unless that knowledge is free from habitual errors. So, the knowledge will be still there be, even after going through discipline of Shravanam and Mananam, even after having attained the Jnanam also, unless the knowledge becomes ascertained, it is not possible for one to be free from habitual errors. So, because of habitual errors, still error in the perception, still the person will suffer the samsara. Then the person does not enjoy the benefit of jnanam. Therefore, atma jnana praptyartham shravanam mananam, atma jnana nishtha praptyartham, one need what? Nididhyasanam. But Atmajnana Nishta Yogyata Praptihi means a person must have contemplative mental disposition. And for that contemplative mental distraction free attention must be available for a person to repeatedly see one's own nature, being Atma Brahman, which a person would have understood through Shravanam and Mananam. Therefore, he says, Atmajnana Nishtha Yogyata Praptehe, for the attainment of the eligibility qualification required for the ascertainment of the knowledge of the self, thereby to enjoy the benefit of Jnanam, also one must definitely go through the discipline of Karma Yoga. Later on, even after Shravanam Mananam, to have the contemplative disposition, to ascertain that knowledge also, you need a mental disposition. That mental disposition can be accomplished only if a person lives a life of Karma Yoga. Therefore, Karma Yoga Anushtanam Adhikritena Anatmagyena Kartavyameva. So by an ignorant person who deserves, who requires to follow the discipline of Karma Yoga, by him definitely the Karma Yoga should be followed specifically for the attainment of the contemplative mental disposition, which is the qualification for the ascertainment of the knowledge of the self, thereby to enjoy the benefit of knowledge. Therefore, iti etat, that is why Bhagavan, karmanam anarambhat ityarabhya. The fourth verse, beginning with these words, karmanam anarambhat arabhya, from there, sharira yatra apichana prasiddhet. Even maintenance of the body is not possible for a non-performer of actions. So until 8th verse. 4th verse beginning with that word, Karmanama Narambhat. Until the 8th verse ending with the Sariyatra Pina Prasiddhyate, until then, Itevamantena Pratipadya, having explained the importance of Karma Yoga, living life of Karma Yoga, having then again that Karma Yoga being Yajna, being a worship, Bhagavan explains from where Yajnarthat Karmanon Yatra, from the 9th verse, beginning with this expression Yajnarthat Karmanaha Anyatra onwards, it Yajnarthat Karmanaha Anyatra Ityadina, beginning of the 9th verse with this expression Yajnarthat Karmanaha Anyatra, Mogham Jivati, He Partha Saha Mogham Jivati. So, ending with this expression Mogham Saha Mogham Jivati, with the 16th verse, so 9th verse onwards, until the 16th verse, Ityam Antena Api, in those verses also, Granthena Prasangikam Adhikritasya. Please make a note. Prasangikam Adhikritaha. Prasangikam here means the Prasanga Sambandham. What is contextually explained here is the discipline of Karma Yoga. Therefore, the Karma Yogaha, Prasangikaha, Prasangikaha Yogaha, the discipline which is emphasized incidentally, which is not, is incidental, so not important, no. The incidental means the Karma Yogaha, which is incidental discipline. Incidental discipline is Prasangikam. So, Prasangikam Adhikritaha means the person who is eligible, who requires to follow the discipline of Karma Yoga, which happens to be an incidental topic. Okay, so Prasangikam here implies the subject matter which is incidentally presented in the Shastram. And the person who requires to follow that is Karma Yoga is Adhikritaha. So, Prasangikam Adhikritasya means the person who deserves to, who is eligible to, who requires to follow the discipline of Karma Yoga. Therefore, what he says, from the 9th verse, already emphasizing the importance of Karma Yoga, as a means of attainment of having the contemplative disposition which is required for the ascertainment of the self-knowledge and enjoyment of self-knowledge, having emphasized, then again from the 9th verse onwards up to the 16th verse. So, Yajnarthat Karmanonyatra Ityadina Mogham Parthasa Jivati Ityevam Antena, and up to the 16th verse Api Ityevam Antena Api Granthena, by that portion also Karma Anushtane Bahu Karnam Uktam. Karma Anushtane Bahu Karnam Uktam. The many reasons were set of reasons, many reasons were actually mentioned there, emphasizing the importance of following the doing the karma, emphasizing the importance of following the discipline of Karma Yoga for an ignorant person. Anatma vidaha karma anushtane bahu karana muktam. Why the ignorant person should follow the discipline of Karma Yoga? And who requires to follow the discipline of Karma Yoga? சோ பிராசங்கிகம் அதிகிருத்தஸ்ய அனாத்மவிதஹா கர்ம அனுஷ்டானே பகு காரணமுக்தம். மெனி ரீசன்ஸ் வர் கிவன் எம்பசைசிங் தி இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் டிசிப்ளின் ஆஃப் கர்மயோகா, வாய் கர்மயோகா ஷுட் பி ஃபாலோட் எக்ஸெட்ரா. ஃபார் கர்மயோகா ஷுட் பி ஃபாலோட் பை an ignorant person who deserves to follow that karma yoga, which is an incidental topic discussed in the Bhagavad Gita, which means when Bhagavan say, Shankara Bhagavatpada mentions karma yoga, see, karma yogam adhikritaha is equal to prasangikam adhikritaha. What does it mean? An incidental topic, karma yoga, even though is highly emphasized discipline, it's only an incidental topic. Why it's incidental? Because main topic, the karma yoga itself has to be followed to prepare the mind for atma jnana nishtha, in order to avail of the next discipline, jnana yoga. Therefore, many reasons were also mentioned. Tad akaranecha dosha sankirtanam kritam. So, if a person does, akaranam means what? Not following the instruction of the shastram. Tad akaranam, tasya akarane, in not following that instruction of the shastram, in terms of following the discipline of karma yoga, then the consequence also was mentioned. Dosha sankirtanam kritam means what? Dosha sankirtanam kritam means the defect also was mentioned. The defect was mentioned means what? The consequence, undesirable consequence of not following the discipline of karma yoga also was mentioned. Okay. Because saha mogham jivati, whole life a person lives in vain. What does it mean? That is the dosha sankirtanam. That is the mention of the defect, mention of the undesirable, unpleasant consequence. Okay. The 16th verse is over with this. Are you all following? Okay, now we move on to the next introduction to the next verse. Evam sthite kim evam pravartitam chakram sarvena anuvartaniyam ahosvit purvokta karma yoga anushtana upaya prapyam anatma vidaha jnana yogenaiva nishtham ஆத்மவித்பிஹி சாங்கியி அனுஷ்டேயாம் அப்ராப்தேனைவ. அண்டர் ஒன் சென்டென்ஸ் இத்தேவம் அர்த்தம் அர்ஜுனஸ்ய பிரஷ்னம் ஆசங்கிய. சி, பகவான் சங்கர் பகவத்பாதர் கிவ்ஸ் இன்ட்ரோடியூசஸ் தி ஃபாலோயிங் வர்ஸ். ஹி சேஸ், ஹியர் இஸ் தி ஃபாலோயிங் வர்ஸ் சேயிங் தட் பகவான் already assumed a doubt which might rise in the mind of Arjuna. Arjunasya prashnam ashankya. Arjuna might ask this question. See, he was answering Arjuna's questions. Already Arjuna asked the doubt, presented his question. Therefore, Bhagavan has been teaching. While teaching, again, Bhagavan himself assumes another doubt in the mind of Arjuna. Therefore, Bhagavan, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Arjunasya prashnam ashankya. So, Bhagavan Krishna presents the teaching in the following verse. What is that Arjuna's question Bhagavan assumes? What is Arjuna question Bhagavan assumes? In order to give his answer, present the following verse as a teaching, as an answer to Arjuna's question, assumed by Bhagavan. What Arjuna's doubt? ஏவம் பிரவர்த்தித்தம் சக்கரம் சர்வேன அனுவர்த்தனீயம். கிம் கிம் ஏவம் பிரவர்த்தித்தம் சக்கரம், வாட்ஸ் தட்? திஸ் காஸ் தி மூமெண்ட் ஆஃப் தி காஸ்மிக் சைக்கிள் விச் இஸ் ஹேப்பனிங் இன் திஸ் மேனர், தி மூமெண்ட் ஆஃப் தி காஸ்மிக் சைக்கிள் விச் ஹஸ் பீன் ஹேப்பனிங் வித்தவுட் எனி டிஸ்டரப்ஷன், வித்தவுட் எனி ப்ராப்ளம், without any disruption, without any obstacle. Evam pravartitam chakram sarven anuvartaniyam kim, should it be followed by everyone, followed by all? Sarven anuvartaniyam or ahos with. So, following the cosmic, the movement of the cosmic cycle means living one's life without disrupting the order, which means living a life of Panchamahayajnas. So, should this life of Panchamahayajnas, living a life of Panchamahayajnas, should be followed by all the people? Should this discipline of Karma Yoga be followed by all the people in order not to disturb the universal harmony, not to disturb the order? So, evam pravartitam chakram sarvena anuvartaneyam kim? So, this movement of the cosmic cycle should be followed by everyone, which means, should this discipline of Panchamahayajna should be followed by all? Ahoswite or else, ahoswite or, he says, Purvokta Karma Yoga Anushtana Upaya Prapyam. Purvokta Karma Yoga Anushtana Upaya Prapyam. ஞான யோகேன ஏவ நிஷ்டாம் ஆத்மவித்பிஹி சாங்கியேஹி அனுஷ்டேயாம். அப்ராப்தேன அனாத்மவிதஹ ஏவ. So he says, all the people, or it should be followed by only people who are not qualified for the attainment of knowledge. That's the question. Whether this, he says, pravartitam, evam pravartitam chakram, this movement of the cosmic cycle should be followed by all, means the discipline of Karma Yoga should, so this discipline of living a Panchamahayajnas followed by all, or only by those who are not ready for the attainment of jnanam. How does he say that? Anatma vidaha, only by people who are ignorant of the self. பூர்வோக்த கர்மயோக அனுஷ்டான உபாய பிராப்யாம் ஞான யோகேனைவ நிஷ்டாம் ஆத்மவித்பிஹி சாங்கியேஹி அனுஷ்டேயாம் அப்ராப்தேன. பை எ பர்சன் பை ஹூம் திஸ் ப்ரிப்பரேஷன் இஸ் நாட் அட்டைன்ட், which attained for following the discipline of Jnana Yoga, which can be for only by sannyasis who have knowledge of the self. And this discipline which can be attained as a result of following the discipline of Karma Yoga. He says, Jnana Yoga is a discipline, and to become eligible for going to discipline of Jnana Yoga, one has to follow the discipline of Karma Yoga. Therefore, Karma Yoga Anushtana Upaya Prapya. pya jnana yoga nishtha. The discipline of jnana yoga is something to attain which following the discipline of karma yoga is the means. So karma yoga nishtha is the means of attainment of the discipline of jnana yoga. And at jnana yoga nishtha is something which should be followed by people who know the self, atmavidbihi, and who are also sannyasi, sankhyehi. Atmavidbihi sankhyehi anushteyam, anushteya. And the person who has not yet attained that preparedness required for following the discipline of jnana yoga, suppose be followed by people who know the self, only for him, only by such an ignorant person, this pravrittam chakram should be followed, or by all. What he is asking in this sentence is, who should follow this movement of the cosmic cycle? Who should follow the discipline of karma yoga? Only by karma yogis or by all? Only by people who are not eligible for the jnanam or by all the people? Item artham arjunasya prashnam ashankya. See, the sentence looks long sentence. What he is asking is, should the discipline of karma yoga be followed by all the people, or be followed only by people who are not yet qualified for the attainment of jnanam? Which means by sannyasis, by people who know the Atma, people who are ignorant of the Atma, by all of them should be followed, or should be followed only by those who are still ignorant and who are not yet ready for attainment of jnanam, who are not yet ready for the following the discipline of jnana yoga. Only by them. That is the question. Such a question must arise in the mind of Arjuna. So he says, ityevam artham arjunasya prashnam ashankya. So having assumed such a question on the part of Arjuna, swayameva Bhagavan himself, shastrarthasya viveka pratipatyartham. Viveka, for the clear discriminative understanding of the subject matter of the shastram. Shastrarthasya viveka pratipatyartham. For the clear discriminative understanding of the subject matter of the shastram presented in the form of twofold disciplines. Karma yogaha and jnana yogaha. The two disciplines. Okay. So for that, yetam vai. Okay. Jitartham, Bhagavan is going to teach. So here in this context, he also, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents a quote from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. See, who should follow the discipline of karma yoga? Who should live a life of panchamaha yajnas? Only an ajnani who has yet to become qualified for the attainment of jnanam, or all the people should live the life of panchamaha yajnas, should follow this cosmic cycle? This is the question assumed on the part of Arjuna, assumed by Bhagavan as doubt of the Arjuna, and Bhagavan presents the following teaching. So what Bhagavatpada mentions this in his commentary, because he thinks, yes, karma should be followed by anatmavithu. Only anatmavithu, an again person alone, should follow the discipline of karma yoga. An ajnani, if a wise person follows the discipline of karma yoga, he must be in grist, in the grist ashrama. A grist ashrama, a person need remaining in the grist ashrama itself might have gone through all the disciplines and might have become a jnani also. It is possible for any grihastha to go through a discipline of jnana yoga also and to become a jnani. If a person becomes a jnani, if a person goes through shravanam and mananam, even as a grihastha one can go through the shravanam and mananam. Then it is recommended, a grihastha jnani knows one's own self being source of happiness. Therefore, a grihastha jnani still remaining as a grihastha may still continue to live a life of panchamahayajnas for the welfare of the world. But definitely, this grihastha jnani reduces his all activities pertinent to panchamahayajnas. A grihastha jnani can reduce his activities pertaining to the panchamahayajnas, and still as a grihastha also he can be live a contemplative life. But he does not live a life of panchamahayajnas for the attainment of antakarna shuddhi, for the attainment of jnanam, or not even for the attainment of moksha. A grihastha jnani, the grihastha jnani who still lives a life of panchamahayajnas, who continues to perform his duties, does not do his duties for the mental preparation, not for the attainment of jnanam, not for the attainment of moksha. He knows his swarup means moksha. He has his jnanam. Of course, he has already prepared minded, but still he continues to perform the duties. If a person performs the karma yoga, panchamahayajnas, then he is not doing it for the sake of happiness, for jnanam or preparation, only for the lokakshema, lokasangraha, only for the welfare of the world. Then, such a person's karma is not really karma. It's only abhasaha. Karma abhasaha. It is possible. Otherwise, a jnani can either be a grihastha or he can be a sannyasi. And having renounced, completely, totally renouncing all the panchamahayajnas, completely, he can live life of contemplation, a contemplative life. So sannyasi jnani lives a contemplative life. That's the ascertainment of the jnanam. Agrastha jnani, having reduced his activities pertinent to panchamahayajnas, still lives a contemplative life. And whatever activities he performs also is not for the mental preparation, not for the attainment of jnanam, not for the attainment of moksha, but for the lokasangraha. Lokasangraha. This is how this is how karma is to be understood. Whereas here, when a person lives life karma yoga, an ajnani person should choicelessly live a life of karma yoga. And again, person should live a life of karma yoga. And especially for what? living a life of karma yoga is the only means, living life panchamahayagya is the only means of attaining the contemplative disposition which is required for the ascertainment of the jnanam which a person can attain through shravanam and mananam. This is how the two disciplines should be understood. Therefore, the person who is, this is the teaching, therefore he says here, Swayameva Shastrathasya Viveka Pratipatyartham, for the purpose of explaining clear understanding of the descriptive understanding of two disciplines which form the subject matter of the Shastram, Bhagavan presents the following teaching. Therefore, what is in the mind of the Shankara Bhagavatpada? A karma yogi lives the life of karma yoga, performs the action for mental preparation. A jnani performs karma for loka sangraha, and his karma is abhasa. Therefore, jnanam and karma can never be combined. This he keeps in his mind to negate also jnana karma samuchaya vada. Makes it very clear here. So he presents a quote from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Shankara Bhagavatpada. Let us see the quote. Etam vai tam atmanam viditva. Tam atmanam viditva nivritta mitya jnanaha santaha brahmanaha. So having discovered that atma, and people who are free from the erroneous perception, erroneous knowledge of the self, nivritta mitya jnanaha santaha, be remaining as the ones who are free from the wrong perception, wrong knowledge of the self, and who are endowed with the clear knowledge, brahmanaha, the wise people, what do? They putraishanadibhyaha vyutthaya. Having completely given up, renounced all the desires for progeny, etc., and also and this desire for all, freed from them from all the desires, and having given up all the activities which should be performed by the people of pagan people, mitya jnana vantaha means ignorant people. People who are of erroneous perception of the self, who are ignorant of the self, by such people, activities must be performed. So, whereas here, this brahmanaha, the wise people, who are the wise people who are free from the erroneous perception of the self, erroneous knowledge of the self, because they have attained knowledge of the self. Atmanam viditva, having discovered the truth of the self, and remaining as the ones who are free from the wrong knowledge, erroneous perception, the self, these brahmanaha, wise people, giving up all the desires for time-bound material ends, such as progeny, etc., and also having given up all the activities which should be necessarily performed by ignorant people, and only for the sake of maintaining the body, sharira sthiti matra prayuktam bhikshacharyam charanti. They just live their lives on alms only for maintaining the body. It means they do not perform any karma for fulfillment of any desire, because they don't know the totally dispassionate people. Tesham Atmajnana Nishta, sorry, Tesham Atmajnana Nishta Vyatirekena Anyat Karyam Nasti. For such people who are endowed with the contemplative mental disposition, people endowed the contemplative mental disposition are the people who are totally dispassionate. No distraction whatsoever. The attention is totally available for contemplation. And they also have jnanam. They have the atma, they have gone through shravanam and mananam. They have the jnanam. They do not need to do anything now for mental preparation. They do not need to do anything for attaining jnanam also. They had mental preparation. Therefore, they went through shravanam and mananam. They attained the jnanam also. And having attained the jnanam, and they are completely free from the desire for any material ends, such as progeny, etc. Therefore, they totally given up, having given up all the activities which should be necessarily performed by ignorant people. And they only survive, they live on alms only for maintaining the body. By such people, what should be done? They do not have anything to be done in the world other than Tesham Atmajnana Nishtha Vyatirekena Anyat Karyam Nasti. They do not have anything else other than the ascertainment of the knowledge of the self. So where is the question of doing karma? There's no need for them to do any karma. Even if they are grihasthas, even if they're, but still, they can only do any, some amount, some certain degree of, they can follow some activities, panchamahayagnas, again for the sake of loka sangraha, only for the welfare of the world they do, and their karma is karma abhasaha. Iti evam shutyartham. This is what is the subject matter of the shastram. Shutyartham iha Gita Shastre. This is what is the subject matter of the Veda Shastram, Vedanta Shastram. The same teaching, Gita Shastre Pratipipadayishatam. Pratipipadayishatam. This was desired to be taught by Bhagavan in the Bhagavad Gita. Gita Shastre Pratipipadayishatam. Pratipipadayishatam means it was desired by Bhagavan. It was desired to be taught by Bhagavan. Therefore, in the Gita Shastre, Bhagavan intended to teach this in the Bhagavad Gita. That's the meaning. So, avishkurvan aha Bhagavan. This main teaching of the Shastram presented in the form of two disciplines. And this was desired to be taught by Bhagavan. Therefore, what Bhagavan wanted to teach, what was desired to be taught by Bhagavan, bringing that teaching again to the understanding. Avishkurvan. Revealing that teaching, Bhagavan said, Bhagavan intends to remove the doubt that Upanishadic teaching, Bhagavan intends to as intends to make it clear that the teaching of the Upanishads alone is again reproduced in the Bhagavad Gita. And also, Bhagavan assumed the doubt also. What is the doubt? Whether Karma Yoga, live Panchamahayagna, should be lived by all the people, Agrastha Jnani and Ajnani, by all the people, or it should be followed only by an Ajnani. That's the question. That the Kacha question arises. This is the answer. Which means no choice. A person who is ignorant, anatmajnaha, who is adhikritaha. Anatmajnaha adhikritaha means the person who is ignorant and who requires to follow, prepare his mind, has no choice. He has to go through the discipline of Karma Yoga. I mean, he must live a life of Panchamahayagnas. That is how he can live his life following the cosmic cycle. Otherwise, he'll be disturbing the cosmic cycle. He'll be disturbing the cosmic harmony. That is how he himself will disturb his own life. That means his life will become a waste, vain, lived. Because his life will be a life of sins. To avoid accumulating papam, to avoid committing sins, we have to choicelessly follow the life of Panchamahayagnas. And if a person who is Atmajnaha has gone through the discipline of Shravanam and Mananam, he is a Jnani. He has the Jnanam. But still, his Jnanam, he knows his Swarupam is Atma. He knows he is only source of happiness. Therefore, the person need not do karma for preparing his mind or for the attainment of jnanam. But still, if such a jnani continues, he can choose to become a sannyasi, totally giving up all the panchamahayagyas, all the karma, system of karma yoga, he can simply live a life of contemplation. And only for ascertainment. Such a person who lives, he cannot do anything other than living a life of karma yoga, contemplation. It's only for the ascertainment of ascertaining the vision of the Atma is the only thing he has to do. Nothing else. Therefore, he can only live on alms only for maintaining his body. Otherwise, if a jnani continues to, after Shravanam and Mananam, having attained jnanam, if a person continues to be in Grihastha Ashrama also, he can reduce the activities of pertaining to Panchamahayagnas, and still he can continue to live a part of Pancham contemplative life. And even those karmas which a person performs as a grihastha, as a jnani, only for the welfare of the world. Therefore, in no situation there is a combination of jnana with karma. Jnana karma samuchaya is not possible at all. That Bhagavad Pada makes it very clear in his introductory commentary. Let us see the now 17th verse. Sometimes what I explain to you is very simple. The sentences look complicated. It's not complicated. But what you need to know from there, you have understood. Yastvatmaratirevasyat ఆత్మతృప్తశ్చ మానవః ఆత్మన్యేవ చ సంతుష్టః తస్య కార్యం న విద్యతే యస్త్వాత్మరతిరేవ స్యాత్ ఆత్మతృప్తశ్చ మానవః ఆత్మన్యేవ చ సంతుష్టః తస్య కార్యం న విద్యతే. Now here onwards, Bhagavan is going to talk about the jnani. Yaha tu atmaratihi eva. The person who revels in oneself, who is no more dependent on anything else for his happiness and security, is atmaratihi. Atmatriptaha is absolutely satisfied just being himself, without requiring to do anything, attain anything, have anything for his security and happiness. He is satisfied the self. Atmatriptaha. In being, just being the self, a person is satisfied. Such a person, manavaha, yaha manavaha, atmaratihi syat, atmatriptaha cha syat. Atmanyevacha santushtaha. The person who is happy being himself. Tasya karyam na vidyate. For such a person, there's nothing to be done, nothing to be accomplished. Because in jnanam itself is what accomplishing everything else. Attaining the jnanam itself is having accomplished, as good as having accomplished everything else. Tasya karyam na vidyate. Today only we saw anandaha. What is anandaha? For him, anandaha, the happiness, the absolute security is the very self. The intrinsic nature, absolute security is intrinsic nature. Absolute satisfaction is the intrinsic nature. Happiness is, fullness of happiness is intrinsic nature. Therefore, for him, he is not dependent on anything external for his happiness and security. For such a person, nothing to be done. Here, Bhagavad Pada explains that a jnana yogi, the person who is given to the discipline of jnana yoga, after going through the discipline of shravana manmananam, as a jnani, what is there for him to be done? Nothing. Other than jnana nishtha, other than the ascertainment of knowledge of the self, there's nothing to be done by the person. Okay, let us see the Bhashyam part. Yaha tu sankhyaha. Sankhyaha means renunciate. Atmajnana nishtaha. Here, a sannyasi atmajnana nishtaha. The person who abides in oneself, who has ascertained vision of the Atma. Atmaratihi. Atmaratihi. The person who revels in oneself. Atmani eva ratihi. Na vishayeshu. The person who is no more dependent on the enjoyment of objects as pleasures for his happiness. One who revels in oneself is atmaratihi. Atmani eva ratihi. Na vishayeshu yasya saha atmaratihi eva syat bhavet atmatriptaha cha atmana eva triptaha means what? The person is absolutely satisfied being himself. Na annarasadina. What does it mean? The jnani also eats food for survival, drinks water for survival. lives in a, wears clothes, lives in a place. Jnani lives like anybody else. He also eats, he also drinks, but still, he is not dependent on what he eats, where he lives, how he lives, what he possesses, etc. for his satisfaction. Whatever comes, the satisfaction is not disturbed by the change in food or change in place, change in things. Nothing affects him. He is always self-satisfied because for him, the person revels in the fullness, revels in one's own self. No more dependence means that as long as there's no dependence upon the action, result of action, situations, friend relationships, etc. for one's happiness and security, then there is triptihi, atma triptaha, atmana eva triptaha, na annarasadina. Not upon the objects of enjoyment, the food, etc. Saha manavaha, manushyaha, sanyasi, atmanyevacha santushtaha. Such a person happy himself, happy within himself. So, happy within himself means what? His happiness is his swarupam. Fullness is his swarupam. There's no dependence for happiness upon anything else. Santoshaha hi bahyarthalabhe sarvasya bhavati. Sarvasya for everyone, for other people, for all the people generally, for everyone. Bahyarthalabhe santosha bhavati. There's joy, there's pleasure, there's happiness happens for everyone only in gaining, attaining an external thing, an external material thing. Bahyartha labhe sarva santosha bhavati. I'm very happy, got married, my son got married, I'm very happy. We bought a new house. I'm very happy we could do this. I'm very happy we have booked, go for a holiday. It's bahyarthalabhe sarvasya santosha bhavati. For everyone, for all the people generally, in gaining something external, there is a joy. Tam anapeksha atmanyecha santushtaha. This morning only we have done the class. Without requiring anything, without being dependent on any gain of anything external. Tadanapeksha means what? Without being dependent, without requiring anything external for one's happiness. The person who is happy in himself, just in being himself, a person is happy. In remaining as oneself, in being himself, a person is satisfied. The person revels in one's own self. Atmanyevacha santushtaha. Sarvataha vita trishnaha. Akamahataha. Sarvataha vita trishnaha is equal to akamahataha. The person who is not at all affected by any desire, means sarvataha vita trishnaha, vita trishna sarvataha, yes, yeah, saha vita trishnaha. The person whose craving, desire has gone, for the desire for everything has gone, sarvataha vita trishna, yes, saha vita trishnaha. The person whose desire for everything has gone, from whom desire for anything and everything has gone, means the person is totally dispassionate. There's no craving, no desire for anything in the world. Such a person, a total dispassion, because he is a person of fullness. For him, happiness is one's own sarupam. Therefore, he revels in the vision of fullness of happiness. There's no inadequacy. There's no craving. So diseases are gone for good from him. Such a person of total dispassion. Yaha yidrushaha atmavit. the knower of the Atma, who is of this standard, who is of this sort of a knower of the self, who is of this caliber, tasya karyam, karyam means what? Karaniyam na vidyate. For such a person, there's nothing which should be done. Na vidyate means nasti ityartha. Okay. I'm going to end the class with this. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.